Hey there everyone, it's Chef Mark here with your, well, not nearly daily cooking tip. And as you know, I'm very sorry that I haven't been able to keep up every day. The main reason, while I'm traveling always, of course, is Wi-Fi and connectivity. And of course, even though I'm in the UK, there's been no shortage of that as an issue for me. But it doesn't mean that we haven't been able to do a lot of great things and actually talk about them. You'll see if you notice on the culinarymedianetwork.com website, we've been doing a lot of posting, both of our Facebook photos. Jennifer has written some blog posts, and I've put up several videos. We're able to connect pretty well with the laptops, but for some reason my iPhone doesn't always connect, which of course means that I can't really do an audio boot. Anyway, that's enough for the excuses. We're in Wales now. We spent a few days in Scotland. You got a couple of quick bites from me there. Now we're on to the second portion of our journey in Wales. And Wales is a really unique and interesting country. One of the dishes that they do, or two of the dishes actually, which comprise a really sort of part of a traditional breakfast, are cockles and laver bread. And to hear it, you would think, oh, that's some sort of, you know, seafood and bread dish. Well, you'd be right on one count. It's definitely seafood, but both are seafood. Cockles, of course, are the tiny little mollusks that are very similar to very small clams, and they're just very simply steamed very lightly, just enough to cook them. They stay really soft, and they're so tiny, you know, you can serve many, many of them. And they also serve with laver bread. And laver bread, of course, laver itself is a kind of seaweed that lives in the shallow waters near rocky areas. And, of course, that there's quite a bit of that here off the Gower Peninsula in Wales. So they get the laver bread. And we spoke with a woman in the market today who we'll have on a video and on CMN as well as an audio podcast, who told us really they just fry it up with a bit of the bacon fat left over from frying bacon and some onions, and it's pureed. And actually, it's really good because it has the mineralic, salty sea taste of the sea. So if you like seafood, it's really great. I tried it, and I really liked it. So it was a really great breakfast. So I guess the tip of the day, more than simply just learning about it, is, hey, don't be afraid to try interesting breakfasts in different places. You know, it may be a bit different from bacon and eggs or milk and cereal or yogurt and muesli, but it really is an interesting way to begin your day. So that's a tip. Hopefully, as I say, I'll continue to be able to have a few tips here and there, but if I don't, you'll understand. In any case, go to culinarymedianetwork.com and check out the videos that we've been posting. Have a great day. Bye-bye.